I'm Brian Tedrick, sculptor, and we are at my studio in Glen Ellen on Nuns Canyon Road. Well, there are 120 acres here by a creek, three horses in the meadow, 200-foot fir trees where red-tailed hawks nest, silence.
Brian's piece, Grazing Horse, is one of the most popular sculptures along the pathway. He made it largely from found objects.
Most of those pieces were just leftovers that sit in a boneyard around the studio. Redwood pieces from some property I have on the Gualla River. I try not to buy any more than I have to. I have found that the found objects are fun to work with in that they're ready-made elements, and I just compose with what's at hand. Right now I'm on an animal kick. I have a great book on animal anatomy that I refer to, which shows the skeletal structure of the animal, along with the muscles. Basically, I start with the skeleton. I draw a full-scale cartoon on the concrete slab here at the studio that's in scale. And then I have learned to do the spine first, get that right. That's sort of what everything else is built off of. And do as much as I can flat on the ground, and then pick it up and hang it in the air, get it at the right height, and then start adding legs and the head and the rest, and then just build up the layers from bones to skin.
As with many of the artists with work along the pathway, Brian is part of an extended family of artists brought together by the Voits.
Al Voit wanted a particular, well, he didn't ask for it, but I noticed when he visited the studio, there was one particular fender that was in my boneyard of found objects, and he identified it from the year and the make, and it registered with me, and so I thought, oh, that'd be cool to add that into the piece. I watched the horses graze here, and they have a little twisting motion when they tear the grass. They don't pull straight. They kind of twist their head a little bit to tear the grass, and so I wanted to kind of depict that in the piece, and I think it does.
We asked Brian what he learned from observing horses so closely while he was making his sculpture.
I would say I'm just more attentive to my live models that wander through the meadow here and just how they move and, you know, just become more aware of how they're put together. There are certainly certain areas that I kind of stumble on. The legs are rather easy, but I always get into a little bind around the chest and get in the girth right. Oh, I have learned to pay more attention to horses and to appreciate them. I mean, they are obviously a great sculptural subject and have been throughout history. One of the things I learned from an instructor at the San Francisco Art Institute where I went in the 80s was that a piece should work visually from a distance, from, you know, closer up, and then there should be some details to draw you in when you get there. So when you're up close, you can get pulled into it. And what I love in doing sculpture is the spontaneity and changing your mind in the middle of the whole project and going off in a direction that you never preconceived. So things can look kind of contrived if you know in the beginning what it's supposed to look like in the end.